Just one law that comes from the Gemara Shabbat Dav Zayin. Throughout the beginning of Masechet Shabbat, the discussion is of the different domains where one is not allowed to carry on Shabbat. One of those domains are called the Rishut Rabbim, the public domain. Or one is not allowed to transfer from a private domain, the Rishut Yachid, into a public domain. One is also not allowed to walk or carry 4 amot, which is about 6 feet, in the public domain itself. So there's two issues here: transferring from one domain to another, and actually transferring in the Rishut Rabbim itself. For example, somebody picked up an object in the public domain and walks 4 amot and stops, so he made a transgression from the Torah. Now there are certain Rishuyot, that Rishuyot are called Karmelit. A Karmelit is not a Torah domain, it's a domain that was made from the rabbis. It's a rabbinical domain. It's neither a Rishut Yachid, nor is it a Rishut Harabim. What is an example of a Karmelit? For example, let's say in the public domain there would be a bench, and the bench would be, let's say, at least 3 tefachim off the ground. It's each tefach is about 3 inches, let's say, so about 10 inches off the ground, and it has the width of 4 by 4 tefachim. So that bench technically would be considered a karmelit. That's a rabbinical domain. For that matter, anything that is 3 tefachim above the ground in the Rishut Rabbim, 4 by 4 width, has the status of a karmelit. So the Gemara discussed, what about thorns, or let's say excrement? What's the question by those two things? The whole logic of a karmelit, why it's a separate domain, is because it impedes the Rishut Rabbim. People do not walk over something that's 3 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. You have to walk around it. So therefore it makes its own domain. So the question would be, by thorns or excrement, even less than that, it's an impediment. People are not going to walk over it, they'll walk around it. So even maybe less than 3 would be considered a karmelit. So Maran, very clearly in the Shulchan Aruch, writes that in order for something to be a karmelit, it has to be 3 tefachim high. Afilu hem kotzim otzoa she'en rabim dorsin aleim hashuvim kekarka v'avi rishut rabim. Which means even by thorns and by tzoa, you need the 3 tefachim measurement. So if it's less than 3 tefachim, it is considered a rishut rabim. So the bottom line, the Shulchan Aruch is posek like the opinion of Rav Asher from our Gemara that says all impediments must be 3 tefachim high, and we do not make exceptions even by thorns or tzoah. Therefore, if it's less than 3, it has a din of Rishut Rabbim. Above 3, 4 tefachim wide, has a din of a karmelit. Again, we're not discussing any practical halakha, so to speak, but we're discussing a halakhic principle, in order that one should know exactly what are the terminologies of halakha, what's considered a Rishut Rabbim, what's considered a karmelit, and then once you know those terminologies, then we can apply it to specific cases where one can transfer or one can carry.